meeting is now being recorded.
And now I'm hearing myself echo.
This meeting is now being recorded.
I think there are technical issues. Anyway, let's proceed. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. So today we're going to go ahead and talk about the discussion paper topics that were assigned last week and just give status updates as far as where we are. And then also, I see Brian's on the call, so Brian can provide a status update on the DNS abuse study and where that's at in the procurement process. And actually, why don't we go ahead, Brian, if you're available, why don't we begin with that, talking about where we are with the procurement process for the DNS abuse study.
Sure, Drew. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Good, thanks. I just got back in a few final edits from our legal team, from you, actually. I'm just back from a short holiday, so I'm just reviewing everything this morning. But everything's sort of entered into our procurement system. Should just be a couple more days of finalizing things. But I have a target date of October 1st to get on the RFP. So if anyone has any final questions or to get the RFP published, sorry. So if anyone has any questions on the final version, please get in touch with me. Otherwise, it will be going out quite soon. I'm just finalizing a few details. So thanks. Let me know if any questions.
Thanks, Brian. And yeah, so that will obviously inform a lot of our work eventually. So hopefully we will be successful in finding a good vendor. And then as far as the discussion paper topics, I figure we could just go through each one of them, see what the status updates are, if any, and also maybe talk about the issues if anyone has any ideas about them and see if the research questions themselves need to be reworked or anything at this point, just to make sure we are able to write something before we meet in Vienna. So for the first one, for DNS abuse, I think that is one that I have not checked it in a day or two. I think I'm the only one who's edited on that one so far, and I have not done many edits. Obviously, the DNS abuse study will eventually completely inform that, but right now what I'm trying to go through is our sources, to try to at least give a literature review of what's been done and what's been looked at with abuse in legacy versus new GTLDs, and maybe get to a point like Jonathan has suggested where I could form a hypothesis, based on whatever the consensus seems to be, if the hypothesis is that there's more abuse in new GTLDs or if it's that there's less because of the safeguards and whatnot. But I'm still working through that. And, as you can see, I don't have much up at all at the moment. So I'm not sure if anyone has anything to add to that discussion-wise. Otherwise, we can go on to the next one. And, Alice, would you mind putting that list back up? Thank you. So next category would be the under the impact of safeguards and PICs. The first one is, have the safeguards been fully implemented? And so this is one where, we have some data, but for, DNSSEC and certain things, but then we still, I think, are probably waiting for some data. And so Laureen is the lead on this, but I believe she may still be out, and so it doesn't look like anything's been done to this one. But, Carlos, you're on the call, so have you had a chance to look at this one yet? Not yet. Okay. Go ahead and take a look at that as soon as you get a chance, so we can, even if it just right now, it's starting to just fill in the basic stuff, so then that'll help you guys actually fill in what you're gathering from your sources. Okay, and then let's see, what's the next one? I should just pull up a list on my end here. Here it is. Okay. So next one's me. Did the safeguards help to prevent DNS abuse? And so this is one where I know I have not touched this one yet. I'm not sure if Sabro or Calvin have, but I have not yet. So right now, though, I'm at least going to start plugging in all of the safeguards and anything we know about them thus far, even though some of this will, you know, we'll have to wait till we have the data from the study, but I think we could at least start drawing some correlation and seeing whether or not, you know, certain categories of abuse may have gone down, or at least discuss, how the safeguards have been implemented with regard to anti-abuse. And then the next one, have new GTLD registry operators complied with the safeguards? And so, Fabra, are you on the call? Does not look like it. Carlton, do you have anything to say about that? Are you there, Carlton? Okay, well, it doesn't look like anyone's touched this one, but Carlton, if you can hear me, definitely chime in, even if it's in the chat, just to tell me what you may have done so far as looking up the sources or what the game plan is for this one, if you know. No, I don't think, yeah, David nor Fabra are on the call. Okay, the next one, please. Or back to the list, I guess. The next one is dealing with Specification 11. How is Specification 11 implemented by the new GTLD registry operators? And so this will touch upon those voluntary PIPs that we've talked about. So some of this will be informed by that. But already right now, I think there would be some data from the readings right about here. Oh, this is the other one I think that we were just looking at. And so this one, Carlos, you are on this one as well. So maybe, I don't know if you've looked at this one yet. No? Okay. Yeah, for this one, I think that safeguards chart will be helpful for sure, and it'll just be a matter of getting that into sentences, first bullet points as an outline, and then sentences. And it's Pam. I've been saying Alice. Thank you, Pam. And then next one is mine, and this is one that I have not gotten a chance to look at the paper. I did work on those tips questions that will hopefully help inform part of this, where in the beginning section of this chapter, we could discuss what the intentions were for some of these voluntary picks, and see if perhaps, you know, it was tied directly to abuse and whatnot, and then we can look at the correlation of data that we get back from the DNS abuse study and see what conclusions we can draw. So there'll be a qualitative component and a quantitative component. And then, so I have not touched this. How, I don't know if you've gotten a chance to look at this research question. And then, Carlos, I'm guessing you're going to say no. But how, have you had a chance, by any chance, to look at this? Are you there, Hal? Great. I will make the same promise because we are both teammates. All right. So we'll do that. And then moving on. Rights protection mechanisms. And so this is one where, yeah, Carlton, while you're on the call, I'm wondering if you might be able to step up and be the lead on this one, because Fabro thought that either you or Jamie would be better suited, just based on your expertise with this, to take the lead. And so we had a series of emails going back and forth, and I'm not sure if you've seen those yet, but that was several days ago. And so if you're still there, Carlton, just wondering if you're willing to do that so I could let Fabro know. I can't hear you if you're speaking, Carlton. All right, well, Carlton, chime in at any time if you see the note in the chat or you're able to get your audio back, and we can move on. But, yeah, for the rights protection mechanisms, I think that's one where we don't really need more data. I think there's already enough data there that you could probably fully write that discussion paper, because you would begin by, of course, looking at what we've already done with the readings, and even with the safeguards chart, which that safeguards chart, I guess, has not been filled out, but if you could actually fill out that safeguards chart for that area, for the people assigned to that, then that would pretty much give you your outline, and you'd be able to do a comparison, easy comparison of which rights protection mechanisms are new versus old, and then go from there in describing them. And that'll be really helpful, because obviously, that ties into all the other things we're talking about, because we're talking about things that were put in place that in theory should have made the new GTLDs better for consumers in terms of safeguard protections. And so I think that's one that could definitely get written pretty quickly, because we have everything there. The next one is, have the new dispute resolution processes reduced trademark infringement? And so we don't have David or Jeannie on the call. And Carlos, by any chance, even if you haven't had a chance to look at this, could you chime in perhaps about what data may be available? So that would be, obviously, part of this would be outlining what the new dispute resolution processes are. That would once again go back to the safeguards chart. If that had been filled in for this category, that would make that part pretty easy. But then you would need data on trademark infringement. Okay, great. Oh, and thank you, Carlson. So Carlson will now take the lead on that other paper for Fabro, which I think will make Fabro happy. So thank you, Carlson. And then as far as what Carlos has typed, it sounds like there's some good data there with the latest trademark clearinghouse report. So that could definitely be plugged into there. That should be great. So that paper, I think, will have no problem being fully written before Vienna. And then on to consumer end user behavior. So Carlson, you're the lead with this. I'm thinking you probably have, you might have all the data you need from Nielsen, whereas obviously with other data we might get from these interviews, maybe you could supplement something, but I think you might have everything you need there. So I don't know if you or Hal want to weigh in on that, or I don't think Calvin is on the call. All right, and then hopefully we can call out to Carlton, because that'd be great if Carlton could chime in about this. In the interim, I will put it quickly in the chat. While we're waiting for Carlton to answer that one, we can move on to the next one. Do consumers trust new GTLDs? And that's one where I'm wondering if anyone else can chime in with their recollection. So I know obviously there were components in the Nielsen survey about trust for the overall industry, and trust was high. For new GTLDs specifically, I'm wondering if we have – If there's any data we're actually waiting for this one, or if this one could be fully written. Oh, great, Carlton. You have a draft already. Carlton, when you get a chance, that'd be great if you could put that in the Google Doc, whatever you have written so far, so that everyone else can see it and contribute. And also, even it, it might be something where it'll help conceptualize what these discussion papers can and should look like. That would be really helpful. Or you might not be able to hear me. So actually, let me tell you that in the chat. Okay, and then, going back to what I was discussing, do consumers trust new GTLDs? Hal or Carlos, could you guys chime in? Do you think that you have enough data for that from the Nielsen survey? Or do you think you need more data for that one? Don't need more data. Okay, great. So it sounds like that one could definitely be written before the other one pretty easily. And then effectiveness of procedures to enforce safeguards. And so this is one where, unfortunately, we don't have anyone on the call who's part of this paper. But for enforcing the safeguards, the way we would want to go about this one is, of course, we would rely on what we already have for the chart for safeguards. And then in this one, you would first outline the actual procedures that are in place to enforce safeguards, and then go from there to see which ones have actually been invoked. And then, you know, if they haven't been invoked, this is something that maybe through interviews or whatnot, we might be able to discover if they just haven't been invoked because the issue hasn't come up, or whether they haven't been invoked because of something to do with maybe, you know, there's a more effective way to enforce whatever safeguard. But then also we'd be looking at the ones that have been invoked, looking at the outcomes and the results. So a lot of what we've already laid out, I think we could use for this one to write this paper. And then with all of these, what's going to be great is forcing ourselves to write them, even with, for example, the ones I'm responsible for which I don't have much data. It's going to force us all to see what holes we have in the data, and what we need to go ahead and get. So that is, those are the discussion papers. And, yeah, we obviously have lots of work to do. I have lots of work to do because, as you've seen, I've only barely begun on one, and definitely need to dive in on the two others that I'm assigned to. But let's all make sure that for all of these, by the next phone call, we at least have an outline written. Because if we don't, I don't see how we would be on track for Vienna. So let's definitely make that commitment to at least get outlines written for all of these. And, you know, what would be best is if we have all the team leads on the phone, then I could just call on the team leads, and that would be the most organized way for status updates. But if not, for those of you who are assigned to papers and you see that maybe your team leads on vacation or busy and not doing something, definitely then take initiative and step up and just start filling in those documents rather than necessarily waiting for each other to coordinate, because you can just coordinate through edits by editing each other's work in the Google Doc and contributing that way just to make sure we actually get stuff done. So those are the main things I wanted to run through, but just want to emphasize again that it's really, really important that we get this stuff written before Vienna. And also would like to once again remind those who have not yet contributed to that safeguards chart to please contribute, because as you can see, it's not just helpful for those working on that specific chart, it's helpful for everyone if we have that filled in to see as we're going through these papers, because we are going to be referencing each other's categories sometimes, even if it's just in the beginning of the chapter as we're describing things. So does anybody else have any other business or any thoughts on the discussion papers or anything that they think should be changed or anything? Does anybody know why attendance is so low today? I think this is our second really, really low attended session.
True.
Low attended session, rather. Hey, Brian.
Chiming in. I think it's just vacation time for a lot of people, I'm assuming. I know it was for me and a lot on the team, but hopefully that's it.
Yeah, you're probably right. Definitely that time of year. For sure. So people are doing much more exciting things. Okay, anybody else have anything?
So, Drew, I can't, this is Jonathan, I can't raise my hand any higher, so I'll just speak up and disrupt class.
Sorry, I missed the hand.
Oh, that's all right. I just wanted to chime in on top of what you were saying about folks just getting started. I mean, I think it's a lot easier to work from something that's incomplete than it is a blank page. And, so people should just start writing. It'll just get easier as you go. And it's that first word that's the hardest. And, we don't want to be having this conversation in Vienna or we'll end up wasting our time there. Because the whole purpose of the face-to-face in Vienna is to be able to really have discussions about findings. So, folks, let's really get on top of this. I know that there's this tradition that ICANN that participating on calls is enough, and it's not in this case because of what we're trying to do. We're reformers here at the CCT Review, and that means the homework is even more important than the calls. It's not just a time to make suggestions for what the work that other people are doing. So please get started. Just start writing. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Jonathan. So does anybody else have anything else to chime in with? See, you're typing, Carlos.
The exciting thing is this call's about to end, and you reserved an hour for it, so you can spend the next half hour writing.
That's right. Everybody, get writing and harass the people on your group to get writing in the friendliest way possible, of course. But spread the word. And, so as always, if you have any questions about anything, just ping me. If you have any questions even about how to go about tackling one of these papers, we can brainstorm together for outlines and whatnot. But definitely, work with your groups and make sure that you have a dialogue going on. That's something I definitely know I need to do for my groups as well. And so the next time we all have a call, we can all report at least about our outlines, go over it, and then we'll be able to critique each other's outlines at least, which will then help make sure that we're writing pretty good papers going into Vienna. All right, if no one else has anything else, then I yield the next 25 minutes to you to go and write and do good things for the internet. All right, take care, everyone.